Good evening po sa inyo lahat. Good evening. Shall we come to the Lord in prayer? Dalangin po tayo. Lord, we thank you for this wonderful time that you've given us to be gathered together and be under the rule and subject to the instruction of your word. We pray that you would allow us to have a great time, Lord. We pray more than enjoyment and delight in studying your word, Lord, may you find each one of us to indeed be doers, not just hearers of your word. Dalangin namin, Panginoong Diyos, inyong pong panguna sa aking pag-aaral ngayon, and we humbly ask you to teach and indeed preach to our hearts. We pray nothing less, Lord, and nothing less than to glorify you. And so we ask you and beseech you that you would indeed so embrace us with your truth, your word is truth. And allow, Lord, the meditations of our hearts and minds and the words that would come out of my mouth be pleasing, glorifying, and acceptable to your sight. Ang lahat pong ito dinadalangin namin sa inyo sa pangalan ni Kristo Jesus na ayon pong tagapagligtas at Panginoon. Amen at amen. Good evening sa inyo lahat. So, we will be looking at Exodus 24, and let me just remind you, ito po ang huli nating pag-aaral sa Exodus. Ito yung huli nating pag-aaral ng midweek for the year. Because next week will be December 23 na. Bilis ng panahon, no? And so since we have a Christmas Eve service, we thought it best for us to stop here and then we will resume next year. Para ang tagal, no? Pero 2 weeks lang naman yung pagitan. So 2 or 2.5 weeks lang, we'll be going back to our study. So, as we look at Exodus 24, let's do some preliminaries. Let's have a review. Back in Exodus 23, we were introduced, diba, to the angel of the Lord, right? And sa section ng Exodus 23, verse 20 onwards, we said that this was a conquest na pinangako ng Panginoong Diyos. This is what's going to happen. And this is what I'm gonna do for you. And God said, I'm gonna send an angel before you. And with regards to this angel, we said, this is not just an ordinary angel. Kasi, sabi natin ganun, this is an angel who demands obedience, who demands for us, not for them, not to rebel against. Otherwise, he would not pardon their sins. At sabi pang ganun ng talata, for my name is in him. Again, we said that this is no one else but the pre-incarnate Christ. There's a Christophany. And sabi natin, as we were looking at this section, this is so wonderful. We see grace. We see God's care for His chosen people. Bakit ang sinabi yon? He was caring enough to tell them that the land that you will go to, the land that I'm giving you, is a land with the Canaanites. In fact, he named them all. Yung Amorites, Hittites, Perizzites, Canaanites, Hivites, and Jebusites. Pero don't worry. It's as if God is telling them, don't worry. You will do this because God will go before you. He will be protecting you. He will guide you as you go there. Pero nakita rin natin yung care ng Panginoong Diyos as to how He would do this. Sabi natin, di ba, he would not blot them out instantly, not within a year. Little by little, sabi ng Panginoon. What is that for? Sabi ng Panginoon, kasi hindi pa kayo masyado marami. My instruction for you is for you to subdue this land, to multiply. But right now, you need me to help you. I'm gonna use these people that you're gonna go against. Para saan daw? Kasi pag tinanggal ng Panginoong Diyos kaagad-agad, then the wild animals may be going after you. I'm gonna use them. O baka kasi hindi nyo ma-cultivate yung land. I'm gonna use them. And that is so beautiful. Right? Yung section na yun, nakita natin yung pangako ng Panginoong Diyos kung saan ito ang gagawin ko para sa inyo. I will go before you. Do we even understand what going before you means? Kasi nakita natin, di ba? I will send hornets. We discuss about hornets. Di ba? It's telling us that even them without them knowing it, God may be going before them and then probably sending hornets, sending pestilences before they go there. And that is just so wonderful. As we go to chapter 24, as God was fulfilling His promise, remember, to Abraham, ano yung pangako ng Panginoon Diyos kay Abraham? I will make you a father of many nations. I will, to your descendants, I will give this land. And He has promised that this is what you're gonna do. The conquest was promised. He is now establishing a covenant. Maikipagtipanan ngayon ang Panginoong Diyos sa kanyang bayang hinirang. Now, when we talk about covenants, remember that for a covenant to be established, dapat confirmed yan ng dalawang partido. Dapat pinag-agrihan yan ng dalawang partido. This happens in chapter 24. Chapter 20 to chapter 23, nilay out yung terms of the covenant. They were given the Ten Commandments. They were given the implications and applications of the Ten Words. Chapter 24 tells us how it was confirmed. Kung papansin natin sa Exodus 24, para siyang may worship service. Right? And it has elements of a worship service. We have a call to worship. May reading of God's Word. Merong confession of faith. Merong a profession of commitment to obey. And then nagkaroon sila ng fellowship, nagkaroon ng sharing of a meal. All of this is under the oversight of an appointed servant of the Lord, si Moses, and the elders, and in the presence of a holy, glorious God. With that, as a preliminary, let's go now to chapter 24. Look at verse 1 and 2. Then he said to Moses, "Come up to the Lord, you and Aaron, Nadab and Abihu, and 70 of the elders of Israel, and worship from afar. Moses alone shall come near to the Lord, but the others shall not come near, and the people shall not come up with him." Sinong dalawang tao, sinong dalawang mama ang pamilyar sa atin? Nadab and Abihu. Remember? Kung alam natin yung ating Old Testament, they are the sons of Aaron who have been assigned to be the next in line to be high priests. Pero alam natin, if you know your Bibles, you know that they will die later on. Because God would pour His judgment on them because they offered strange fire. An authorized sacrifice. Ano ang paulit-ulit na sinasabi ng Panginoon Diyos sa stipulation niya? This is what I'm gonna do for you. This is the instructions I'm gonna give you. This is what is required from you. Do not do what the others are doing. Do not worship pagan gods. Do not do their kind of worship. Anong ginawa ni Nadab at Abihu? Nagkaroon ng mixture ng pagan practice with worshiping the one true God. And we know that they were killed by God in Leviticus chapter 10. Sa verse 2, napansin nyo, it was only Moses. Moses alone. Diba? Ang nandiyan. He was chosen as the mediator between God and the Israelites. Yes, he had someone there. He had the 70 other people. But he was the only one representing the people before God. He went between a holy God and a sinful people. Siya lang ang pinayagang makalapit sa ating Panginoong Diyos. In this, anong ginagawa ng Panginoong Diyos? So ano ngayon sa atin yun? As we are reading this, so what? This is teaching us that God demands honor, respect, because He is holy. God is teaching His people and is teaching us now to honor and respect His holiness. We need to understand. Let me just pause for a while and park on this. Sa panahon ngayon, marami ang yumayakap sa isang caricature ng Diyos. Diba? Alam natin yung caricature. You heard me mention this before. A caricature is a drawing wherein hina-highlight ang isang feature lamang. Kunyari, malaki ang ilong, o kunyari, malaki ang tenga. A caricature is a drawing na hindi siya proportional. Nowadays, we have a preaching of a caricature of God. What do I mean by that? Nowadays, you would hear of preaching about a loving God, a merciful God, a gracious God, a God who is caring, a God who is always ready to embrace you, and that's good. Because that is who our God is. But to focus on that is to have a caricature of God. We have to have a biblical portrait of God. Huwag nating kalimutan na ang Diyos ay banal. God is nakakatakot, nakakasinda. God is just. You know what the word holy means? He is separate. He is not like any other. And so therefore, He demands respect. He demands honor. Yes, we embrace that God is holy and God is loving and God is gracious. But don't ever forget that this God is a very terrifying God. Remember yung preaching na the sinner in the hands of an angry God? Diba? You would never appreciate how loving He is if you forget how terrifying He is, how holy He is, how He detests and abhors sinners. Ito yung tinuturo sa atin sa verse 1 and 2. Only one person was allowed to come near. The rest, they can't. They are not allowed. They are able to worship from afar. It's teaching us that God demands respect, God demands honor because He is holy. Ano pa makita natin dito? We can see that we can only draw close to God and be in His presence if we come on His terms. Ito ang terms ko. Ito ang gagawin ninyo. Hanggang dyan lang kayo. Again, nowadays, it's so easy for people to say, I can come to the Lord, but on my terms. That is why we see people who are sentimental and emotional about their faith, yet when you look at their lives, where is the holiness? Where is the pursuit of righteousness? That is what we see here. This is what the principle that we can glean from this section. We come to His presence only on His terms, in the way that He has appointed, through an appointed mediator. Back then, it was through Moses. Diba? Si Moses lang ang kinakausap ng direktahan ng Panginoong Diyos. And Moses would relay all that the Lord has instructed him and said to him to the rest of the Israelites. Now, it is only through Jesus Christ. Wala na pong iba. Wala nang iba. 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 5. There's only one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus. And yet some people would say, oh, kita mo na, tao lang siya. Then you are forgetting what mediator means. A mediator, ang tagapamagitan, dapat nirepresent niya yung kabila at kabila. So implied here is that He is God. Hinighlight lang ni Pablo that He is man. If He is the mediator between God and man, and sabi ni Pablo, the man Christ Jesus, then He is God as well. So in verse 1 and 2, we see that God is holy, and God demands respect and honor, and we come to Him only on His terms, and His terms is only through a mediator. The mediator then was Moses. Now we know that the mediator is Jesus Christ alone. Wala na pong iba. Wala nang iba. Kahit sinong tawagan natin, na sabihin natin, si Pablo, si Pedro, even si Mary. God said there's only one. The man Christ is. No one can come to the Father except by me, sabi ng Biblia. Then verse 3 goes on, Moses came and told the people all the words of the Lord and all the rules And all the people answered with one voice and said, all the words that the Lord has spoken, we will do. And Moses wrote down all the words of the Lord. He rose early in the morning and built an altar at the foot of the mountain and 12 pillars, according to the 12 tribes of Israel. And he sent young men of the people of Israel who offered burnt offering and sacrificed peace offerings of oxen to the Lord. And Moses took half of the blood and put it in basins, and half of the blood he threw against the altar. That word threw is not binato, it's sprinkled, right? He threw against the altar. Then he took the book of the covenant and read it in the hearing of the people. And they said, all that the Lord has spoken, we will do, and we will be obedient. And Moses took the blood and threw it, sprinkled it on the people and said, behold, the blood of the covenant that the Lord has made with you in accordance with all these words. So, sinet ng Panginoon Diyos ang terms. These are my terms. Ano nakita natin? The people affirmed the covenant. Verse 3, verse 7, di ba? All the words that the Lord has spoken, we will do. Verse 3. Verse 7, all that the Lord has spoken, we will do, and we will be obedient. Nangako sila na yayakapin nila at gagawin nila ilan? Lahat daw. All. They promised to do all the words that was said by the Lord. Sinabing ganun sa atin, Moses told all the people the commands, napansin niyo yung salitang yan, commands and ordinances. Ano yung mga salitang yan? Moses told all the commands and ordinances that the Lord has given to him. Ano yung commands? Most likely the commands is referring to the Ten Commandments. Right? Chapter 20. The ordinances were the implications and practical applications. The specific, yung may specificity, yung detailed, na anong itsura ng Ten Commandments in action, that those are the ordinances. So, commands are the Ten Commandments, ordinances were the implications and applications and specific instructions of the Ten Commandments. Ano yung pagsabi dyan? Verse 7, may sinabi dyan na Book of the Covenant or Covenant Scrolls. And this is the Covenant Scrolls, the commandment and the ordinances. Ano nakita natin dito? After hearing the commands and ordinances, the people unanimously agreed to keep them, to be obedient. Ilang beses? Dalawa. In fact, sa section ito, dalawa. If you go to Exodus 19, verse 8, Exodus 19, verse 8, sabi rito, all the people answered together and said, all that the Lord has spoken, we will do. So in a way, tatlong beses na sinabi yun. Tatlong beses silang nanindigan, nangako, tinayuan. Again, this is a covenant between two parties. God is the one party, the Israelites, ang isang partido, and then they were saying, ito yung stipulation, ito yung terms of the covenant, and they said, lahat ng sinabi po ninyo, gagawin namin. Bakit nga dalawang beses? The first time, para sabihin nila, naintindihan namin. Napansin nyo kung ano ang ginagawa ng Panginoon Diyos dito? It was read to them, di ba? It was read to them again by the Lord. What is that for? For them to understand, for them to really realize what are the terms of the Lord. The first time, sabi nila, ito ang intention namin. The second time, nangako sila, sila ay tutupad. Di ba? Pag kinasal, di ba? Ang mga, sa Sabado, ikakasal ko yung ikatlo sa pandemic wedding ngayong pandemya. Nakatatlo na ako na ikakasal. Alam natin yung mga kinasal na, di ba? Ano gagawin? Meron tayong exchange of vows, right? Usually, ang sasabihin ng pastor or nung officiating minister, you make your own vows. Bakit nung nag-make ng vows, bakit meron pang sasabihin nung officiating minister? Ikaw, Erwin, tinatanggap ba si Rita? Di ba may ganun pa? It's as if dalawang beses nating ina-affirm yung covenant na yun. This is what we see here. In the case of the Israelites, sabi nila, tutuparin po natin. Tutuparin po namin. Ang tanong ko, gaano kabilis, gaano katagal nilang tinupad? After a few chapters, you would see them creating. Diba, yung gintong guya. Pero nakita dito, they were saying, yes, we will obey it. Again, as we have discussed before, sobrang dali nating makalimutan ang transcendence. It's so easy for us to forget transcendence. Diba? We would, in fact, kung magiging honest tayo sa ating mga sarili, we would probably be bold enough to say, bakit nila kayang hindi sundin ng Panginoong Diyos? Kung ako, nandun ako, makikita ko nanginginig ang buong bundok, nakakatakot, nakakilabot na pangitain, and then I would hear a thunderous sound, I would definitely obey the Lord. But we know that the nation Israel is a representation of who we are. Inasmuch as they cannot hold on to transcendence, we know that they cannot embrace God's law. But they could not keep their end of the covenant. Diyan papasok yung beauty ng gospel. Right? Ang beauty ng gospel is that someone was able to fulfill, to embrace, to obey all the stipulations of the law. All the terms of God was fulfilled by God Himself, who became man, lived a perfect life, died a substitutionary death, rose again from the dead, ascended into heaven, seated at the right hand of the Father, and He will come back again. You see, this story points us to the gospel because we know that they would not keep their end of the covenant inasmuch as we cannot. Because we know we cannot save ourselves by keeping and obeying the law. Because we cannot. We need someone who can. Right? Pansinin ninyo yung mga importanteng sangkap ng covenant dito, yung covenant process. Bakit kailangang isulat ni Moses? Di ba? Kasi sa ancient times, covenants were always written down. Unless they were written, hindi sila finalized. So, kinailangang isulat ito ni Moses. And we saw here na ina-affirm nitong passage na ito na totoong si Moses ang author ng Pentateuch. Isa pang component. Ano pa napansin yung component dyan? Look at your Bibles again. Sabi rito, in verse 4, and Moses wrote down all the words of the Lord. He rose early in the morning and built an altar. Sinulat niya kasi importanteng nakasulat ang lahat ng covenant, and then he made an altar. Para saan? Ang covenant nila dapat nilang tipanan. Dapat merong mag-build ng altar para saan? Para i-confirm yan, iselyuhan yan ng dugo. Right? That is what we see here. Gumawa ng altar si Moses at the foot of the mountain, and then he made 12 pillars according to 12 tribes of Israel. Ano napansin niyo rito? Sa verse 4, gumawa ng altar, gumawa ng 12 pillars. Sa chapter 23, you would see, sabing ganun, sirain nyo yung mga pillars nila. Remember that? Sabi ng Panginoon Diyos sa kanila, sirain nyo yung mga pillars nila. Because God doesn't want them to use pillars or anything that was used for pagan practice. Because God knows it's so easy for them to be swayed into idolatry. So may altar para saan? Para mayroong selyo, pag-selyo ng dugo. At napansin natin, verse 5, and he sent young men of the people of Israel who offered burnt offering and peace offering. Sabi natin, di ba, burnt and fellowship or peace offering represents Christ, points to Christ. foreshadows Christ. Yung burnt offering, kinukonsume lahat yan. Walang matitira. The peace offering may titira. Jesus Christ was fully consumed. Meaning, tinanggap niya ang buong ngit-ngit ng Panginoong Diyos. He was the burnt offering. He was the atonement for our sins. He was the Passover lamb, the perfect lamb. But He was also the peace offering wherein we were reconciled to God. Sa peace offering or fellowship offering, hindi kinukonsume lahat, may tinitira at yun ang pagsasaluhan. In a way, it points us to how we were reconciled to God through Jesus Christ, and now we are able to have that fellowship, that peace with God and the peace of God, of course. Right? So, nakita natin sa verse 6 and verse 8, may dugo. Yung blood, inisprinkle dun sa altar. Yung blood, yung kalahati, inisprinkle sa tao. It's pointing us to sealing the covenant. The portion of blood that Moses puts in a bowl, sprinkled on the people, was a sign as they were the recipients of the benefit of the shedding of the blood. Anong sabi sa Hebrews 9? Without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness of sins. Kaya importanteng-importante yung picture na ito. Importanteng-importante yung truth na ito. This explains why Jesus needed to die. Because we went all the way back to this covenant. Diba? Jesus, in fact, would go back to this. Sabi ni Kristo, ito ang dugo ng bagong tipan. Yung lumang tipan, the old covenant, it was the blood of animals. But a new covenant, it was the blood of God incarnate Himself. Without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness of sins. And praise the Lord, dahil sa Kanyang biyaya, we were in a way sprinkled upon by God's blood. We were washed away. Our sins were washed away, and we were washed clean by the blood of Jesus Christ. Nakita natin yung confirmation dun sa dalawang tipanan. And I hope you see how this points to Christ. May tanong lang po ako sa inyo. I know, sasabihin ng ilan, parang out of place, Pastor, December po ngayon, parang mahal na araw ang ating pinag-aralan. We need to understand the essence of Christmas is for God to become flesh, to grow up, right? Live a perfect life. Para saan? Tayo mga may anak, ang diskarte natin, gusto natin sila'y lumaki na maging engineer, mga doktor. There's only one purpose. God became man. That is to die. To die for those who would believe in Him. And as you consider the picture here, as we consider itong covenant na ginagawa ng Panginoon Diyos sa kanyang mga hinirang, sa hinirang niyang bayan, I hope you're not missing how we're looking at our own redemption here. Kung hindi tayo yumakap, nanampalataya sa ginawa ni Kristo, sa biyaya pa rin niya, we would never be saved. And that's the picture here. Moses took the blood and sprinkled it on the people and said, "Behold, the blood of the covenant that the Lord has made with you in accordance with all these words." Alam natin, sa covenant na ito, magfe-fail ang Israel. Alam natin yon. Kasi a few chapters, might natin gagawa sila ng golden calf. Right? But when this happens, alam natin, on our end, it points to Jesus Christ, the perfect one, who obeyed perfectly, the one who provides us with His perfect righteousness. And He is not just a man, He is the radiance of God's glory. He holds the universe in His hands, and you know what? He has shed His blood for you. Huwag natin kakalimutan yung mga kapatid. As we are reading the Old Testament, I pray that you are also looking at your own salvation. The blood of Christ shed for you, di ba sabi nung isang awitin? What a powerful statement. What a powerful reminder of the work of the Lord Jesus Christ. Again, I hope you're dwelling in this truth. Right? Especially ngayong Kapaskuhan. Kanina ng umaga ho, nakatanggap ako ng text message or ng Facebook message na, and I appreciate her. She was just responding to our devotion today. And nakalimutan ko na ang sinabi ko. No? And I think she was saying, thank you, Pastor, for sharing this truth. That you may celebrate Christmas all you want, but if you do not submit and surrender to Christ, you are missing a lot. And that's the point here as well. That's the point here as well. So sakit natin, nagkaroon ng confirmation ng covenant. Nagkaroon ng tipanan between God, the Holy God, and this holy nation, this chosen nation. But we know what's going to happen a few chapters later. Verse 9 to 18, we see how God would magnify and manifest His glory. Verse 9, then Moses and Aaron, Nadab and Abihu, and 70 of the elders of Israel went up. Imagine, 74 umakyat sa Mount Sinai. Yung 74 na yan, nagre-represent ng buong bayang Israel. Para saan? Para sa isang covenant meal. Sabi natin, di ba? This has all the recipe, all the aspect of a wonderful worship service. May reading of God's word, may call to worship, may pagbasa ng Biblia o pagbasa ng salita ng Diyos, mayroong magko-confirm, mag-a-affirm na susundin namin yan, and then we would see a meal. 74 of them went up to Mount Sinai. Sino po ang pinaka-sikat nyo na naka-dinner o nakasama sa isang pagkain? Ako, pero medyo malayo ho siya. Si John MacArthur. Medyo malayo siya. Ibang table ko na doon siya sa kabila. Pero pasok, wow, sarap nun. Pero imagine ninyo yung ligayan na ramdaman ko. Kahit na ano yata yan eh. TMU dinner yata yun. Andun si Dr. MacArthur. Ang layo niya, andito ako. Pero I was so thrilled to see him. But imagine having dinner, having a meal with God. Nakita niyo yun? 74 of them went up, verse 10, and they saw the God of Israel. Huwag nating i-miss that there's a miracle here. Bakit milagro? Anong alam natin pag nakita natin ng Panginoon Diyos? Diba? No one sees God na mabubuhay. But here we see them seeing God, and then sabi ko sa verse 10, and they saw the God of Israel. There was under His feet as it were a pavement of sapphire stones, like the very heaven for clearness. Sabi ko sa verse 11, kaya sa hindi namatay, He did not lay His hand on the chief men of the people of Israel. They beheld God and ate and drank. I bet marami siguro sa atin, hindi natin alam itong nangyaring ito. Maybe ang alam lang natin, binigay ang Ten Commandments, bumaba si Moses, sinabi niya sa mga tao itong Ten Commandments, and then nagkasala sila, but we miss this. Bakit hindi sila namatay? Again, verse 10 to 11 tells us that they saw God. Ano ba yung totoong nakit nila? Again, this is a theophany. Diba? Kung paanong inaalaw ng Panginoong Diyos ang ilang mga piling tao para ipakita sa kanila some of His glory, because we cannot stand His glory. Right? They were allowed to see God's glory vaguely. Tapos nakita natin na dinescribe sila yung paalang ang nakita nila. Maybe, perhaps, they just saw the feet. Kaya siguro sila hindi namatay. Because they did not see the fullness of God. We don't know, but clearly, it says here, kaya sila hindi namatay because God did not raise His hands against the leaders. For two likely reasons. Sabi natin, they saw a manifestation, they saw a theophany wherein they saw what was allowed for them to see. They did not die because the hands of the Lord was withheld from them. Bakit kaya? First, again, kasi hindi nila siguro nakita yung buong glory. They were just given a partial vision of God. But second, I think it was deliberate for God para ipakita niya that He was a willing party sa covenant na ito. That God was a willing party as He agreed and is agreeing to keep His end of the covenant. Right? God gave them a glimpse. And they ate and drank in His presence. If getting a glimpse of God was not enough, they were given a further privilege of sharing a meal. Yung sharing a meal in the ancient Near East, nagpapakita yan ng pagkakaibigan. And this is so wonderful. It showed that they had communion, they had fellowship with God. In the meantime, tayo, sa panahon natin, we also have that meal that we commemorate. And that is, we commemorate the Lord's Supper. But we also look forward to a beautiful meal that will happen in the future. And that is the marriage feast of the Lamb, wherein we will dine with Jesus. Yung naramdaman kong excitement nung nakita ko from afar si Dr. MacArthur na kumakain ako, kunyari nag-uusap kami. Walang panama yan. Imagine nyo mga kapatid, you will dine with God. That awaits us. For the meantime, we remember the Lord's Supper. But to them, this is what we see. God was a willing party agreeing to the covenant. And He showed that in His actual, unmistakable presence. Although, very vague lang, parang di sila mamatay. And that's beautiful here. Verse 12 onwards, the Lord said to Moses, "Come up to me on the mountain and wait there, that I may give you the tablets of stone." Ang Diyos naman sumulat nun, di ba? "With the law and the commandments which I have written." Ang Diyos ang sumulat. Ano sabi natin? Importante sa panahon nila ang covenant sinusulat. Sinulat ni Moses, and now we see it was God who wrote on the tablet of stone. Verse 13, "So Moses rose with his assistant Joshua, and Moses went up into the mountain of God, and he said to the elders, 'Wait here for us until we return to you, and behold, Aaron and Hur are with you. Whoever has a dispute, let him go to them.'" The verse 12, nakit natin si Moses umakyat individually. Sabi ng Panginoon Diyos kay Moses, akit ka rito. "Come up to the mountain and stay there so I may give you the stone tablets with the law and commandments I have written for their instruction." Tinanggap ni Moses yung tablets in writing, a sign of authenticated covenant. Verse 15, "Then Moses went up to the mountain, on the mountain, and the cloud covered the mountain." Verse 16, "The glory of the Lord dwelt on Mount Sinai, and the cloud covered it 6 days. Remember, chapter 13 to 14, may pillar of cloud by day, di ba? Sa Mount Sinai, may makapal na usok na nakakahindik. We see here, it's actually God putting a seal, authenticating that He was there in chapter 13 to 14, and He is now here. He was with them all throughout, and now He is authenticating, sealing the covenant. And as sabing ganun, nagningi o binalot ng ulap for 6 days ang mountain. And on the seventh day, He called to Moses out of the midst of the cloud. Now the appearance of the glory of the Lord was like a devouring fire on the top of the mountain. Again, was like, this is a word picture. In the sight of the people of Israel, Moses entered the cloud and went up on the mountain. And Moses was on the mountain 40 days and 40 nights. Verse 15 to 18 tells us, yung napakaganda experience ni Moses in that mountain when he saw the glory cloud. The cloud was so wonderful. It's a symbol of God's protection para sa mga hinirang niya. And now we see God's glorious presence. Awesome. May pagka-misteryoso, but also very protective para sa kanyang mga hinirang. Now we must ask, para saan to? Ano naman sa akin to? Diba? Again, we are looking at what happened then. So what about us? Again, Sabbath, this is a big worship celebration. Kasama si Moses and the Israelites, and they were invited to participate. Again, this is the story of salvation. Kasi kagaya ng Israelites, tayo'y hinirang, tayo'y tinawag ng Panginoong Diyos, tama? To worship Him. And speaks to us by His Word. Diba? Apart from, hindi kung saan-saan pang pamaraan, by His Word. Like the Israelites, noong unang panahon, we are separated from God because of our sin. And therefore, we keep our distance. But then God, being rich in mercy, in His grace, provided a sacrifice. That angel of the Lord, who went before them, is also the promised lamb who was slain and who will be slain. Diba? We were afar, but through the finished work of the Lord Jesus Christ, we can now come near through the blood of Jesus Christ. Our sins now are forgiven. We can now enjoy fellowship with the Lord. We can sit down now and enjoy a banquet or a fellowship, or intimacy with the Lord. Yun ang kahalagahan ng Lord's Supper eh. Right? But we know that there is a coming meal that we look forward to. Mga kapatid, as we end our year sa ating pag-aaral ng Exodus, I pray that we understand this. This is a story of what happened then. And it points to us now. But there was a covenant made. At sinelyuhan yung dugo. Sa kanilang panahon, it was the blood of animals. Sa atin, it was the blood, the precious blood of Christ. And as we celebrate Christ, huwag tayong tumigil dun sa baby Jesus. Because we know this Jesus, this baby, grew up. Right? And I pray, ang pinaka mahusay na gawin natin sa Kapaskuhang ito is to share that beautiful story about how we were so far away, about how on our own we would always disobey. But because of God's grace, because of Christ, His beautiful person and His wonderful work, we can now come near. Even though we fail. Because, diba? He made Him who knew no sin to be sin for us, so that in Him we would be the righteousness of God. Yung kanyang righteousness, ni-reckon sa atin. At anong dapat gawin sa atin to? Hindi magyabang, kundi humbly lumapit sa Kanya at magpuri sa Kanya. Magpasalamat sa Kanya. And that is the essence of Christmas. God coming down because no one can satisfy, no one can be good enough to save himself. That is beautiful. That is beautiful. Right? So, I hope as we were looking at Exodus 24, huwag natin kalimutin na ito ay storya ng mas malaki at mas malawak pang redemptive plan. Not just for Israel, but for those who would believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. Right? Sige po, manalangin tayo. Lord, we thank You. This is a mouthful, but we thank You, Lord, kung paanong it pointed us to Christ. It pointed us to the gospel. We thank You, dear Lord, for how You have offered Yourself. We thank You, dear Lord, for how you were perfect, the spotless lamb. At salamat na maraming Panginoong Diyos that inasmuch as we cannot save ourselves, that we cannot continuously obey our end of the agreement, we thank you for doing that for us. Maraming salamat, Panginoong Diyos, sa napakagandang balitang ito. We thank you for the glorious, amazing, wonderful gospel in Christ Jesus, the Lamb who was slain, whose blood was shed for our forgiveness, so that we would have that fellowship, that beautiful intimacy with you. We can come near. We can enjoy and look forward to, Lord, to that day wherein we would physically be with you. We would be enjoying your presence and anticipating that wonderful meal. Thank you for tonight. We pray for those who joined us through the live stream. We pray that you would bless them. We pray for people here that you would give us traveling mercies to go back to our respective homes. And we thank you, Lord, for how we know that you would bless the week for your glory's sake. Maraming maraming salamat po muli, Panginoon Diyos, sa pangalan mo, Jesus. Itong aming dalangin. Amen at amen. Thank you very much, dear ones. You are dismissed. God bless you.